AlcaVision.com.
The countdown is on for the royal wedding and for the launch of the Endeavor. Could be a busy day in front of the telly for some folks. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, first, we know in the wee hours, if you do the time difference between England and the U.S., and depending on where you're listening to me across this great nation, it's going to be pretty early in the morning. And depending on how much coverage of the royal wedding you want to see, there are a lot of Americans interested in Prince William. Perhaps it's because of how enthralled so many people were with Princess Diana, and this is her offspring, and the whole thing about the royals and how far removed he is from the throne. The Endeavor, next to the last shuttle launch. How exciting. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be on hand, but not for the public to see her. She'll be in a place where she can see Commander Mark Kelly, her husband, go off into space for a final time in the Endeavor, as the shuttle program is down to now just two flights. Hard to believe, isn't it? And you'll get to see these shuttles on display in different parts of the country. That's the cool part, including the Smithsonian. So the shuttle has certainly weathered a lot of different things, and there are a lot of questions as to where we're headed and what are some of the things that NASA is going to do in the future, what are things that should be focused on, all of that. We've got a future show planned where we're going to do it, and hopefully we're going to get down to the Space Coast and actually do a show from Cape Canaveral. That would be a lot of fun. If we had time to be able to do it with the Endeavor, we would have done that, but we certainly will get down there and do that at some point. As all of you have listened to me at any point in the entire time that I've been on the air, you know that I am a pretty big NASA fan. I love the whole space thing. From the time I was a kid, I was fascinated by it. Somebody asked me once, though, would you want to be, because we're talking about eventually sending people back up again. Remember, Christine McAuliffe was the one, the teacher who went up in the Challenger, and of course, sadly, that blew up in the 80s. But if that had been successful, who knows how many other civilians would have gone up on some of these missions as a, you know, passenger or helped out or, because that ultimately was the plan. Now, civilians have gone into space. They've paid a fortune for it, though, and gone up with the Russians. How far away are we from that happening? I'm not talking about the Richard Branson Virgin Air thing that he's doing in New Mexico. While that seems rather cool, that's not the same thing. I'm talking about really going into deep, deep space. Sad what has happened in Alabama, because while you were sleeping, you know, you give it a day and more bodies were found, almost 200 people dead in different parts of Alabama as a result of the tornadoes. 300 people all together across six states in the last couple of days. It's just a massive relief effort in this country in the southeast. Naturally, this is, you know, we were talking about a disaster declaration that's been signed. And the good news is the immediate response of the incredible people that we have in this country who are scurrying down to try to do whatever they can. I've heard there's been trucks that have dumped off stuff already, because that's what it's going to take. And there are people that have lost everything, including people they love. And one day they're there, and that's the tough thing. When you've got a kid that's going to the University of Alabama, and you're just not thinking, oh, a tornado. Then you turn on the tube, or somebody calls you and says Tuscaloosa is like ground zero, and it looks like a war zone. Your heart just sinks, because what is the chance? Maybe your child was in a dormitory or in an off-campus housing that was slammed by the tornado, and that happened to quite a few parents. This is what the president had to say.
The loss of life has been heartbreaking, especially in Alabama.
Yeah, the hardest hit. I mean, that's it. Short and sweet, Alabama. Wasn't just Alabama, though, but definitely the hardest hit. Certainly, there were a lot of witnesses to what happened, people who feel fortunate that they escaped this. You know, I described it as a war zone, and that's always what it looks like to me when you have massive amounts of tornadoes that blow away people's homes. Chris Osborne was one of those in Alabama who witnessed the destruction.
Anything that you can imagine that looks like a war zone, that's what we're seeing here. There are lots of people who are literally the walking wounded. They're wrapped up where they've had head injuries or cuts or scrapes. Right now, the Red Cross is providing shelter, a dry place for people to come and regroup, a hot meal, and a hug if needed.
Mm. Boy, I bet there's a few people that need that. It's that shell-shocked thing that happens to people when they're least expecting that the world's going to be torn apart. So now it's cleanup time, and people are talking about looking inside tornadoes, and the warning system is something else. Is there something else that could be done? Is there not enough time? And most people got less than a half an hour. Hey, got phone calls from people, listen, here's what we're hearing, here's what's happening. And this is one of the worst natural disasters since Hurricane Katrina. So we keep talking about the same thing over and over again, just like with hurricanes or other things. How much warning, how much better could we do in letting people know when a tornado's bounding down on top of them, when it's coming toward them? The National Weather Service saw severe weather coming about 6 days in advance, but they got a half an hour warning that super tornadoes were coming. And it's pretty unpredictable. I don't know how you do that. It's a violent kind of event, and you're not going to get a lot of time with tornadoes. So you hear there's severe weather, and to take cover, I guess you could take cover, but severe weather can mean I've been in severe weather. Hailstorms and heavy winds, but not at all a tornado. So what can we do to improve the system? What is it that can happen that might be able to give people more warning? And there is some warning. The National Severe Storms Laboratory, it's the NSSL, did develop an early warning system, so there is that. And hundreds and hundreds of lives have been saved because there is at least some warning, but they can only give you so much because a tornado is caused by specific atmospheric conditions. So you know when you might get one, but it's pretty tough to accurately pinpoint hours in advance. I mean, of course, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that type of warning. All right, we're giving you a warning coming up in a few minutes. We're going to take you all over the place, odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Coming up as we head into the weekend, we're going to shove somebody in the dungeon, and I guarantee you have no idea who it's going to be. It's going to be a surprise. No surprise, Muammar Gaddafi is still in power, sort of, in Libya. So his forces just slammed some civilian areas in Misrata on Thursday. 10 people died. And the battles just continue to rage. You got people running for cover. It looks like sadly, a reality video game, jumping from shelled out, bombed out area to the next bombed out, shelled out area. So you've got rockets and artillery fire slamming into one of the most western neighborhoods in Misrata. Clearly, shrapnel is everywhere. Everywhere. And here we are in this, stalemate. It's been 2 months in Libya. Misrata is the third largest city. Hundreds have been killed. And they keep talking about this humanitarian crisis. But Gaddafi's forces are well-trained, well-armed, and they're trying to get rid of the rebels from the only stronghold they have left in the western half of Libya. So what's interesting is now you have people saying, look, everything was normal. Nothing was going on. Then all of a sudden these missiles come down and explode in our neighborhoods. What's happening? Most of the rebels, because this is what people question. Well, who are the rebels? We gave them money for that non-lethal stuff they needed, meaning food and clothing and that kind of deal, right? What did we give them, $25 million? So the fighters are young people, mostly young guys. And they have weapons that they captured, that they found on the ground, that they took off of dead bodies. And they're trying to push Gaddafi's forces from the city. And they did do that at one point earlier in the week. But you have, what, a force of maybe 50 or so who are trying to push forward against the government soldiers. And you've got rockets. The rockets are going to win every time. So they're trying to hold on, but how long can they keep holding on? And what's going on with NATO? In Brussels, NATO's denying that warplanes bombed one of the buildings. They just insist, hey, we've had no attacks in or around Misrata. But somebody bombed, so... Gaddafi did, but what came back from the other side? How long does this continue to go on? It's a stalemate. It's just officially a stalemate. And maybe Gaddafi just stays on and on and on and on. Originally, it looked like his son was taking over. Now, nothing's happened rather there. Crazy. Meanwhile, as I said, we're going to jump to a couple of different things. So we go from Libya to what a former Miss USA says was absolutely devastating, brought her to tears, saying she was violated. What possibly could that be? Well, Miss USA was traveling and got that full court press that so many have been treated to by the TSA. You know, we've had pilots on, we've had other people on who say, well, you want to travel safe, you got to do that. If you don't want it, you shouldn't fly. I think at some point, though, there needs to be a little crackdown on the TSA. Is there no common sense that's ever used? And what they'll say is, no, it's by the book, and I get it, and we have to do this, and that's the rules. So they need to look at what the guidelines are. Janet Napolitano needs to revamp those guidelines. Pretty much what happened to Susie Castilla is being played out across America. She was hand-searched because she didn't want to go through the full body scanner. This happened at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, by the way, made, I'm sure, huge national news. And she said that during the process... Okay, so she's going to be searched. But during the process, I mean, they pretty much touched every area on her body, every private area you can think of. She's saying, I feel violated. It felt awful. And I got upset. What did I do to deserve this treatment? I'm a law-abiding American citizen. Am I really a threat to U.S. security? I was Miss USA. So why I bring her up is because she's got a Twitter campaign. Some people have had big successes with Twitter and getting the word out on all kinds of things. So she's doing a Twitter thing where she's campaigning to stop invasive enhanced pat-downs is what she's saying for the Twitter thing. Remember, the TSA announced way back in October that they were going to do some new pat-down procedures, but they've been criticized a lot by people. And you can't think that all of them are out to get the TSA or they all are anti-government or whatever. No, not at all. Not when you have three-year-olds being searched, six-year-olds being searched. And it's there for you to see. We did a story on it. It was on our GCN website. You can see the cell phone video of the six-year-old girl. So everybody is not just whining unnecessarily. The procedures need to be revamped, and they haven't been. Or if they have been, the idiot that put them together is not thinking clearly. Why do you have to be frisked? It does not make sense to me. No reason to be frisked. There was a CNN producer. And see, this is the thing. You hear about it and someone says, oh, I'm humiliated. I can't believe what happened. And then they tell you a story or you hear this Susie Castilla story, but you haven't had it happen to you, and you really haven't seen it in the few travels that you've made, and then your turn comes. And the CNN producer said that. The CNN producer said the same thing that she said, that she was mortified, couldn't believe it, didn't understand what was happening. Why did she feel like she was being touched? So these new pat-downs, that needs to happen. You don't have to have a screaming three-year-old. But what the TSA is saying, listen, you don't go through the body scanner, you refuse, then you're going to have the pat-down. That's it. Wow. So many other things going on, so many other ways to thwart terrorism. Are we really stopping terrorists? Wind the clock back to Abdullah Muttalib and the flight that did originate it overseas, but that flight going to Detroit, and how did those pat-down procedures work there? I mean, that's the thing. Yes, some potential terrorist threats have been stopped, but usually the ones that we can tell you about off the tip of our tongue are from agents who have infiltrated mosques where somebody somewhere got together a small band of people and they were going to blow up a building in Dallas or go after an airport or whatever it might be. We have about six of those stories. But do we ever hear where somebody was stopped by the TSA going through? That, oh, thank goodness for these procedures, because otherwise this would have completely fallen through the net. We would have never been able to catch XYZ person trying to go after a plane or go after people in a terminal or whatever it might be. There's your real test. Speaking of a test, this isn't a test, but it is a real switcheroo. And I wonder if there's going to be any fallout here. Too early to tell at this point, and it hasn't really happened yet. But they're reshuffling the national security team again. This time, what's going to happen is Leon Panetta, who at one point, if you remember back in your history of Panetta, was the budget chief under Bill Clinton. He is now going to be the Secretary of Defense, and General Petraeus will head up the CIA. As you know, Robert Gates is retiring, stepping down. So Panetta does have a long political history. He was in the House of Representatives forever and a day, and he was the chairman of the Budget Committee. Heavy, heavy play in the Clinton administration. How does he do as the Secretary of Defense? I'm not so sure. Panetta in that role. 800-259-5791.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Once we're done with the Royals and watching the Endeavor, maybe a little sports. Thank goodness it's not the NFL season. Oh, yeah, we might not have an NFL season. However, there are some newbies who are hoping that there will be an NFL season, like Cam Newton, who was picked up as the number one draft pick by the Carolina Panthers. You know, it's interesting, these rounds that they do in the draft, they take forever, it seems, and a day, 3 hours and 30 minutes for the first round, then they have two more rounds on Friday, then they have rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday. So if you're a draft junkie, you can really get your fill of the draft by watching day in and day out. So you could add that to your Friday list too, and then I guess check in on Saturday and Sunday. So the commissioner of the NFL has been trying to please all sides, I think, stuck in a crazy situation, although I blame him for what's now happened with the owners. It's ridiculous how this is dragged out, and after a judge says, okay, forget it, the lockout's over, boom, come to an agreement. Instead, they're going through the appeals process. Seems pretty stupid to me. And normally, I think there'd be even more interest in the draft. I could be wrong. And yes, it's been talked about, and if you're listening to me in an area where there's an NFL team or you're close to one, or you're just relocated somewhere and you care about your favorite team and who they picked, normally there'd be more blowout coverage over the draft. And I think part of that reason is people are a little bit sour on the NFL. So shame on Roger Goodell. He did the traditional thing. You know, they made the announcements, held up the shirts, all that sort of stuff. Here's what he had to say about interest in the draft and also what's going on with the NFL. Take a listen.
We're going to do what's in the best interest of the game of football, and that's what I'm going to be interested in. That's my responsibility for the integrity of the NFL, and I'm going to do that. I love the game. I'm a fan of this game. I got involved because I love the game, and I want to make it better. And the way to make that better is to work together to address the issues.
All right. Well, you better start addressing those issues. People booed Goodell. So they're not loving him. For a while, as the young boy commissioner, I mean, he's not that young. I think he's 50-something. But he was somebody that seemed to breathe a little bit of new life into the NFL. Now he's on the wrong side of this thing. So I said Newton gets the number one picked, or one pick, rather. We could go through and recap the first round, or I won't do the first round because I know a lot of you are like, ugh, boring. I don't care. I like sports shorts, but come on. So we'll just do a few of them. How's that? And if you have an interest in your team, send me a message at americatonight.net. You can click on the email there and I'll tell you what happened in case you don't know what happened in the draft. I said Cam Newton goes one for the Panthers. The Broncos picked up Texas A&M linebacker Von Miller. Also, for the third pick, the Bills went to Alabama defensive tackle Marcel Darius, and he's a starter right out of the gate. I really like this kid. Of course, the Bills have had nothing but struggles. The Bengals get A.J. Green, wide receiver out of Georgia, and they picked up a pretty good player. And Chad Ochocinco probably should be packing his bags. I'm sure that he's probably gone. Cardinals go with LSU's corner Patrick Peterson. That's a pretty good one, too. He should be a starter right away. I bet you they're going to start him maybe next season after this season goes kaput. Falcons, Julio Jones from Alabama, wide receiver. I think they knew that they were going to make a move there, and that's probably a good one. He could push for time right away, too. 49ers get Aldon Smith, defensive end out of Missouri. They needed it. I don't think he's a starter out of the gate. But eventually he could develop into a pretty nice player. Titans pick up Jake Locker out of Washington, quarterback. There's three quarterbacks actually picked in the top 10. This might have been a little bit of a surprise, but maybe a safe choice because they were worried about the quarterback spot. Cowboys picked up Tyrone Smith, tackle out of USC. This isn't a surprise. They needed a guy like Smith. He played on the right side for the Trojans. He probably plays on the left side if the NFL ever gets going again, to protect Tony Romo, but that's who they were looking at on the board. And finally, number 10, the Jags go with Blaine Gabbert, quarterback. Remember, I said three in the first round from Missouri, and first 10 picks, rather. Blaine Gabbert is probably, I mean, he's probably going to challenge the quarterback there. because Garrard is not the guy who's going to be the future quarterback any longer. I would say with the Jags, they needed someone there. All right, that's it for the top 10. Whew. And there's so many more picks. I mean, they just go on and on and on. That's just part of the first round. I mean, it's long. The list is very, very long. I said we were going to go to the dungeon, and we're going to do that. Ironically, it is a sports person we are sticking with. How many politicians have we thrown in the dungeon? How many other types of people have we tossed in there from other walks of life? Well, scores of them. But Major League Baseball has a really crazy thing happening with the Los Angeles Dodgers. A guy named Frank McCourt and his wife are in the middle of a messy, messy divorce. His wife's name is Jamie, and she's the CFO of the Dodgers. So Bud Selig, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, says he's concerned about the team. He's concerned about the divorce and what's happening here, and probably the money situation, because it's a question of does he have enough money to run the club. And that's what that's mostly about. Tom Schieffer was appointed to step in and oversee the day-to-day operations and watch to see where the money's going. And McCourt wants no part of it. He said, I own this team. This is my team, and I want nothing to do with what Bud Selig is saying. Tom Schieffer comes in to help us. So he basically bombarded Bud Selig with a million phone calls, tried to have a conversation with him, and he wouldn't have the conversation at all with McCourt. And because of this crazy divorce, it has led to that. McCourt is saying that he's got a huge deal between Fox and the Dodgers, and it would be $300 million. And Major League Baseball is just trying to wrestle the team from him so that they can get in the middle of that deal. But this is a seizure of the Dodgers. And McCourt screwed up. He screwed up because the finances are a mess. And who gets screwed in the long run? Of course, always. Just like when we talk about politics. The little guy. The person who wants to just see Dodger baseball. They don't want to hear all this other nonsense about what might happen to the team. They just want the team to play and to play well. And because Frank McCourt was nothing but a windbag, he comes in, takes over a team that he really didn't have the money to finance. Maybe he didn't realize how expensive it would be. But he messed up, and he's in a nasty divorce where he's going to lose his shirt. And there is absolutely, he's a loudmouth, there is absolutely no way he can continue to be the man in front of the Dodgers, because the fans are the ones who get ripped off. He's a greedy idiot. Therefore, to shut him up, we're going to put him in our dungeon. Donovan, do the honors.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Look, this guy is driving around looking for money anywhere he can find it. He should not own the Dodgers. They need stable ownership, and he is not the guy. Geez, his wife wants nothing to do with him, and the people in L.A. want nothing to do with him. So I hope he sits in the dungeon for a while. That's the place that he's probably most comfortable at this point, because really no one wants a part of him. Nobody. All right, coming up on the flip side, a couple of things that we're going to talk about, including the tornadoes and the very latest, because as we speak, there's still things happening in Alabama and Georgia and whatnot, even under the darkness of the early morning hours. Hang through.
To save, then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got
We've been talking about it a lot during this version of America Tonight. The death toll up over 300 from the storm. That's a staggering amount of people to lose their life with tornadoes. So Alabama, the hardest hit, 200 people or so. That's what they're saying, the Alabama Emergency Management Agency there. And you have first responders. They're trying to get food and shelter. But people across the country, that's what I love about being an American. I mean, honestly, bravo. So many people want to reach out and help however they can. They feel like they want to touch these people somehow. So the Salvation Army, for one, they set up some kitchens, and that's great. They're cruising around. They've got hot meals, and they're in Tuscaloosa and Gunnersville, and they're in Oxford, Mississippi, because don't forget Mississippi was also hit. And what they're saying is you can make a $10 donation to the relief efforts, and it shows up on your mobile phone bill. what you just have to do is you can go to the website or text GIVE to 80888 to do that. And some other things have happened. They've got tractor trailers out there. People are showing up because they're trying to pull things out for people and whatnot. But it's really the food and the cleanup kits they're handing out. The American Red Cross is doing that. And they're also trying to do the ready-to-eat meals because that's the same thing. Somebody's stuck. They're just staggering around, going through their belongings. And it's the food and the water and all of that that's so important, and especially the ready-to-eat thing. Then you've got people that are also showing, because remember there were people that were severely wounded and hit by the tornado that survived, but they're having a problem. So they've got blood drives going on. That's another thing. And a lot of people are taking it upon themselves to go out and try to make a difference. Interesting thing, because of the times that we live in with social networking and all that sort of stuff, Facebook has a matchup page that's popped up to reunite owners with stuff they lost in the tornado. What a clever idea. So they've got photos and documents and all that sort of stuff, that if you have that. And then you can look and see what it is, and if it's yours, you can get it. I think it's brilliant. I mean, you have to have proof of it, but if you've got that, then they go through everything, and I think that's great, because what is so strange, and one of the things I also noticed in looking at what was left, the aftermath of these tornadoes, especially like in Tuscaloosa, you'd see perfectly normal laptops that were just sitting there because everything around it collapsed, and somehow that laptop survived. And that's the kind of things that they're finding in the streets, because remember, things get swept up in the tornado, get blown away, and often are dropped off someplace else, but they're okay. It's still in working condition. So a lot of that's been collected. Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Lou in Missouri. Hey, Lou, how are you?
Oh, fine. How you doing, Kate?
I'm good.
I'm good. I disagree with you on a comment you made here just, I don't know, about a minute and a half ago. I care about the playbook as far as what goes to the players. I mean, these guys are getting locked out. You're getting rookies. You're getting rookie quarterbacks. I'm a Rams fan. We've got a new offensive coordinator. I mean, what are we going to do when we go into the season? I mean, yeah, there may not be a season, but please, at least give them a chance with giving them the playbook. And I'm glad they let them back into the buildings to start working out. It's a muddled situation. It's total baloney. But I will tell you this, one of the real bright spots of the NFL draft tonight was when Philadelphia drafted Danny Watkins. It was fantastic. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're throwing that in because you know I'm an Eagles fan.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm a huge football fan, Kate, as you probably know.
You've talked
to me before.
I know. We've talked a lot about football. You know, here's the thing. I love football. You know this. I used to fly with the Cowboys. I covered the Giants.
I know. I've wanted to talk to you about that so much.
All I can tell you,
Kate, is any reporter or anybody, if you could write or just tell them how cool it is to ride into the stadium on the team bus with them. Oh. That is such a cool experience.
It is a very cool experience.
And not many people get to do that. I did that once in my life, and it was really cool.
Where were you? Do you remember? Where were you riding?
Oh, yeah. I was 17 years old, and I was in high school, and I was with the Missouri football team, and we were going into Birmingham, Alabama, you know, and we went into sort of a bad neighborhood, and we went in and played South Carolina. I was with the team, and everybody's, you know, there was such unity, black, white, everybody. I mean, we were all team. It was really neat.
Yeah,
That's all I can say, yeah.
Good for you. All right, so we'll see what happens with the NFL. My source is saying still not looking good for the season. It's still not looking good, but we'll see. Maybe they work it out. You know, you're right. They get to. I said this before. They get to go to team headquarters. We'll see.
He was a fireman in Canada.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Danny Watkins was a fireman in Canada, and then he decided to. He was in JUCO and decided to take up football and became very good at it. He played hockey all his life.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, he was a fireman in Canada, and if you hear him talk, I mean, he's got the Canadian accent. He played hockey. He's a really good football player too. I know some scouts who scouted him out. Said he's the real deal.
Good. Well, you know, it's interesting that you'd say that he was a fireman because think of how heavy that equipment is and what they have to do with the equipment. Even the hose is what they weigh. I can't even pick up a hose. It's terrible.
I know.
And I tried once. I had a fireman buddy. I just was like a weak, like, noodle. It was terrible. I thought I was so strong, and I was awful. Hey, I always enjoyed talking to you. We'll see what happens, Lou.
Hey, you take care now.
You too. I hope we do see the NFL. I'm a huge fan, of course. And I just think that Goodell is, he's a sissy. It's brutal. Mandatory mini camps, voluntary off-season practices, I guess, can begin under rules of the collective bargaining agreement that expired March 11th. Team supervised workouts will count toward bonuses in players' contracts, and players can work out on their own at the facilities if they have health insurance in place. They're trying to put some guidelines in place. That's the thing. The league is into its appeal situation. Dan in Texas, hello.
Kate.
Hello.
Hello. I believe that with this TSA situation that maybe it's time to reinstate the guillotine chastity belt. Okay.
It's terrible. I think it's awful what they're doing, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Our beloved president says he wants more oil, and so he's jawboning the Saudis, and they told him to politely sit and spin.
Yeah,
he
is.
But at the same time, he's trying to use a lizard to stop drilling on private land in the Permian Basin, which runs all the way to New Mexico, and they have hit a absolute gusher of oil. It is one of the biggest finds in the entire continental United States, and they're just absolutely drilling like gangbusters, and he's trying to end it all using the Environmental Protection Agency's Species Act on a lizard that breeds with the other lizard, because one lizard has 4 scales and the other lizard has 5 scales between the elbow and its armpit.
Shows you how ridiculous that is, and it's something we've talked about before. Thanks, Dan. We got to fly. We're up against it as to why we're not getting that oil. Gee, what side of the bread is his is it buttered on for the president? Do you think?